Now, a man who would do the grinding in a store is called a what? He chops the meat up and works with meat. He's a
butcher.
And if the meat is no longer good because it's been left out too long, you'd say the meat is
rancid, spoiled.
Which would you probably most likely is rancid first?
I would think so.
How about butter? If the butter turned
strong,
it became strong. You ever say rancid in connection with butter?
Yes, it could be.
Now, any particular word for? I'm not sure what these things are. I'll just ask you. Do you have head cheese in your dialect? You know what that is? Head cheese.
You can buy it.
Uh-huh. But this is not an old word for you. You remember?
Well, the old timers used to make a lot of it. Uh-huh.
Any other word that they would use for that?
I never heard of it.
Souse. How about liver sausage? Is that a?
Well, that's sort of a mixture, isn't it? Liver and spices and.
And how about blood sausage? Did you remember ever having?
Well, I've heard of it. Yes.
Scrapple. Cripple. There's a variation of scrapple called cripple.
I never heard of the word cripple, did you, in reference to me?
How about, I don't know where it's from, it's a word I suspect in East someplace. How about different kinds of pig after the pig becomes meat? What different words did you have?
Well, ribs.
All right. What else?
Ham.
All right. Stuff you'd
fried
try.
Pork. That used to be made in 20-gallon jars.
What would you fry with eggs?
Bacon.
And you ever have it fixed any other way and hang it up and build a fire and
smoked ham.
Did you do the bacon that way too? Smoked bacon.
Bacon is smoked, yes. Mm-hmm.
What on the bacon has it some sort of hard outer cover that you can't eat very well? What do you call that?
Rind.
Okay. Now, milk, when it one of the products of the dairy farm is to form a kind of milk product. Can you think of any milk products here?
Cottage cheese.
All right. Is that's not the old word though?
Dutch cheese.
Dutch cheese. You never use smear case or clobber cheese?
I've heard of the word smear case.
Now, if you have a pudding and you put some kind of a syrupy stuff on it, what do you call that?
Frosting or topping? I think frosting is preferable, don't you?
I have an aunt that calls it dope. Put dope on pudding. She puts dope on ice cream and makes it sundae. You ever hear that one?
Oh.
That's southern Zanesville area.
Yeah.
I've also heard dope as the syrup that you use when you get a fountain Coca-Cola. The dope, they put the dope in and they put the water in. When you are eating a meal, you take a food.
Fork?
No, well, you say you have
a mouthful?
A mouthful is sometimes referred to as a
taste?
Or, what does a dog do when he sticks his legs in your, or his teeth in your legs?
Bite.
Yeah. Or do you do that with food, too? You take a bite?
Well, it depends what you're eating.
What would you take a bite of?
Oh, bread.
But not of what? Not milk, or not potatoes, or
how do you bite of potatoes? Yes, you would,
take a bite of potatoes.
Yes.
Probably not a bite of soup, though.
Hardly think so. Or coffee, such as we had.
All right.